There seems to be a widespread sense of approval for this decision, at least if you listen to the opposition party PTI. That makes sense, of course, because it was their leader Imran Khan who started the procedures in the first place. But listen to Hamid Zaman, a high-ranking PTI member, whom I telephoned in Lahore.
I think the reaction of everybody in Pakistan, or a lot of people, is extremely positive, because this is the first time that some accountability of the ruling elite has started. And the Supreme Court has, for the first time, given a judgment where it has called into account the wrongdoings of a lot of people, including the Prime Minister and his whole family, who have been involved in money laundering and taking assets abroad. So I think this is a very good time. They have laid the basis of accountability and the process of the rule of law for the future.
Let's go back to the charges. Why was Nawaz Sharif charged in the first place? Well, allegations first surfaced when the names of his two sons and daughter appeared in the Panama Papers last year. They were accused of having a series of flats in an upmarket street in London. The investigation also brought to light that the wealth of the Sharifs increased 91 times over the last couple of years, and that's not in accordance with his salary. There was what they call a significant disparity between the income of the family and their lifestyle, and the Prime Minister had, quote-unquote, not been honest about it. So the court now ordered the Election Commission of Pakistan to issue a notification disqualifying Sharif from being a member of parliament with immediate effect, and he will cease to be the Prime Minister. Is there a risk that the army will step in? Well, first of all, early elections don't seem to be an issue, so Sharif will be replaced, possibly by his brother, who is currently the Minister of Punjab. As for the military, I asked Jami Chandio, the director of the Center for Peace and Civil Society in Islamabad.
All the political parties are of the firm opinion that democracy should continue and democracy should sustain. And despite their all differences, they are on the same page, including Imran Khan, that there should be no room for extra judicial or extra parliamentary or extra constitutional coup by military. So personally, I think that army would not intervene directly in this matter, because political situation in Pakistan is not that stable.
But the neighbors are not so sure. I called to New Delhi to find out what the reactions were in the Indian capital and spoke to Rajan Kumar, a political scientist with the Jawaharlal Nehru University.
Individual members of the political parties, they are reacting. For instance, you know, I saw the reaction of one of the very important members of the Congress party, Mr. Shashi Tharoor. So he said that, you know, the military is getting powerful in Pakistan after this dislodging of the democratically elected government, although it's been done by a legal process where Supreme Court is involved. But people feel that it's very likely that army will get the upper hand.
But he also said that the Indian army is not in a state of alert, that he hopes that civil governance will prevail. But also that many people in India fear some sort of instability in Pakistan that may be used by terrorist groups, in which case the army does have to step in.